السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. The crimes of those who have incurred Allah's wrath are escalating. And when will we see hordes of armies eradicate them and liberate the blessed land? Translated. On Friday, July 24th, 2026, four martyrs fell in the town of Tell, near Nablus, while defending themselves and their town against attackers. Against attacks by settlers and their protectors from the murderous criminal quote unquote Israeli army. Although one of the attackers was killed with his weapon, which had been seized from him, the villagers were unarmed and defenseless, possessing nothing but their bare chests to receive the bullets of hatred and brutality. Another massacre is added to the endless massacres in Gaza, as if the count has stopped and the tragedies have been forgotten. Then the criminals follow their crimes with arson, stabbings, and terrorizing the people of the West Bank everywhere, as if all this were not enough. Netanyahu, the head of the usurping entity, declares, quote, "We will pursue terrorism everywhere. We will reach the terrorists and those behind them, and we will hold them accountable," end quote. The criminal army decides to deploy five companies to the West Bank and turn it into an operational zone, and decides to pursue those who confront the settlers. Those who confronted the settlers. Smotrich declares, quote, "The villages of Tell, Iraq Burin, and Beit Furik should look like the refugee camps in Nablus and Dulkarim," end quote. Thus, the price of Palestinian blood is paid in more blood, and the criminal punishes them for killing them and attacking their property. In crimes where there is no equation other than arrogance, aggression, and the blinding pride of an entity too weak to be fit for a battle or even an hour of war. Crime after crime continues, and so do the tiresome, repulsive statements of condemnation. Even more repugnant than their pronouncements were their earlier call for popular resistance against their settler mobs. The Abbas authorities shirked their responsibility, shifting the burden onto those powerless and helpless. Then, when the people stood up to the settlers, they found the criminal army siding with the settlers, while the authority did not lift a finger except for condemnation, denunciation, and disapproval. This is hardly surprising from those who have made the treacherous Oslo Accords their guiding principle, sanctified Security Coordination Agency, and deemed recognition for the usurping entity a prerequisite for anyone running in municipal and legislative elections. The people of Palestine are suffering at the hands of the most cowardly of people. Neither sympathy nor tears will help them, as they are led to their deaths every day. Neither praise nor flattery will help them as they are driven from their homes and pay the price of remaining on the blessed land with bills written in their blood and the prices that rise and rage every day and every moment. The people of Palestine, especially those in the West Bank and Gaza, with their prisoners and those at Al-Aqsa Mosque, look around. Their enemy has surrounded them from all sides, and they yearn for support from beyond the enemy's reach. Instead, they find regimes that have tightened the siege, further restricting their freedom, standing shoulder to shoulder with the oppressors, hand in hand. And the Ummah yearning for jihad to liberate Palestine and armies longing for the moment of prayer in Al-Aqsa Mosque have been prevented from moving to support their brothers and sisters. The people of Palestine find themselves with no refuge from certain death, nor any obstacle to planned displacement. Darkness surrounds them from every side, save for a glimmer of light within their ummah and its armies, a glimmer that is nearly extinguished from their souls and hearts, so often that they have pleaded with the nation and its armies to take decisive action, unlike any before. An action that would topple the thrones of subservience, normalization, and the protection of the entity by the armies of Muslims, an action that will not leave soldiers in their barracks, cannons in their depots, or planes in their hangars, an action reminiscent of the battles of Hattin and Ain Jalut, of Qadisiyah and Yarmouk. When will you hear the calls for jihad, the takbirs of victory, and the prayers of thanks for the great victory in the courtyards of the blessed Al-Aqsa Mosque? Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in the Blessed Land, Palestine. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.